Wisconsin's Green Tier program is voluntary for businesses, communities, and trade groups. If they agree to exceed environmental standards, the state will help with incentives. The state also promises some regulatory flexibility and faster action on permit requests. Marshfield, Rice Lake, Sparta, Superior, and the villages of Jackson and Plover have just signed an agreement for reducing mercury. Randy Case of the DNR will manage the Mercury Green Tier project. He says the communities will focus on better practices at hospitals, dental offices, schools, and some industries, getting them to send less mercury to the local wastewater treatment plant.
Most of that mercury ends up in the treatment plant biosolids. Biosolids in the state of Wisconsin are largely land spread on agricultural land, and so mercury that historically would have been land spread would no longer be land spread, and the mercury would instead be recycled, and the mercury products would have been replaced generally with non-mercury alternative devices, and so the reduction should be permanent.
Case says a wastewater treatment coalition called the Municipal Environmental Group is helping spread word of the Mercury Green Tier effort, so he hopes more cities will sign up soon. Still to come from the DNR, a final push to cut down on a much bigger source of mercury in the environment, that released when coal is burned in power plants. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.